The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumadav Chav Dalet. We have in the Gemara by us the sugya of Zorus. There's a lav, a psul, a lav. There's three levels to the same idea of Zar Ho'ivid. There's the fact that a Zor that does any avoid in the Beis of English, the avoid is possible, as if it wasn't done. Possible the carbon, and it has to be performed again on something else. There's the second idea, that not only is it psul, but it's an isser on the Tzar to perform avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, that isser carries with a penalty of malchus. And in certain instances, there's a pasuk in Pashas Korach, which is mechayiv, rechman son, a Tzar that's oivid in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a chiyiv misa. Which avodahs have with them the ultimate penalty of misa v'dei shamayim? The Gemara says in Amen Aleph, Amen Rav, Arba Avoides Zor Chayim Aleim Misa. Zerika, Haktar, of all the myriad Avoides that were performed in the Beis Hamikdash, four have with them the penalty of Misa. Zerika, Haktar, Nisach Hamayim, and Nisach Hayayim. Only those four. Why only those four? Not, I will explain. Levi Omar, Av Trumas Adeshen, Zechen Leitani Levi Masnisi, Av Trumas Adeshen. What's the Cheshma of Rav? What's the definition of Chiv Misa v'Dei Shemayim in Isser Zarus, according to Rav, and what does Levi disagree? The Gemara says the Rav darshens the pasuk of Parshas Korach after the revolt of Korach. Vadosoy, there's a special, the second half of Parshas Korach, the last third rather, of Parshas Korach is the special avoidis of Shevet HaKohuna, the privileges they have, the reward that they have for serving the Beis Hamikdash, and the responsibility for them to uphold the integrity of Shevet Kohuna, Shevet Leviyah, that only Kohanim and Leviyah are allowed to do their appointed jobs. There's a chiv on them to make sure it's Mishmeres Kunoisa and nobody else joins the Avodah. And there's also a responsibility on all of Klai Yisrael to protect those definitions of Kohen Levi Yisrael. The Pasuk says over there, V'ato v'necho itcho tishmurus kunaskam l'chol dvar mizbeach. U'lemibes l'aparoiches v'avadetem Avodah. So the pasuk says over there, "Vavaditem avoides matona etnes kunaschem vazor akorv yumas." Over there in that pasuk, and Rav Darshan's that the pasuk says, "Avavaditem avoides matona." So the Gemara Darshan's b'shem Rav avoides matona v'le avoides siluk. One definition of what's mechayiv an oinish misa and what's only a lav is avoides matona, the avoida of giving. V'lo avoid the siluk, not an avoid of removal. The second definition, v'avaditem avoid the tamo, v'lo avoid the shiyesh achreo avoid. Only an avoid which is a finale to a process, and not an avoid which has after it some other process. So Rav says the only four which fit that bill on both counts, both of them should be avoid the tamo, that should be an avoid of a finale and not something that leads up to something else, and it also has the definition of being avoidus matona, it's a giving, it's an act of offering, not an act of siluk, of removal, of taking something, in the sense of the ma'is avoidah. The only four is, like we said, zrika aktoru, the zrika sadam, there's nothing else after, it's avoidus sadam. Kabbalah halacha lead up to the zrika. The zrika is avoidus tama, and it's putting something on the mizbeach. Haktoro, there's nothing after Haktoro of Evorim on the Mizbeach, Haktoro of putting Keteris on the Mizbeach, and so on, they're putting Karm Mincha on the Mizbeach, all that is not leading up to something, it's a finale, and it's putting, it's Avodas Matono. And so too, Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin. Levi says, Trumas HaDeshen, not. Well, Levi holds, true Levi is masking, it has to be Avodah Tamo, it has to be a completion, it has to be a full Avodah, not something leading up to something else. But he disagrees with the definition of avoidas maton v'le avoidas siluk. And he says that Trumas HaDeshen is avoidas siluk. The Tosfos Yeshonim over here, on the bottom of the Gemara, asked Avitzis, Trumas HaDeshen, we discussed in previous shiur, the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen was koilel, taking deshen, taking the ashes off the mizbech, and making an offering of that deshen on the side of the mizbech. Why is that called avoidas siluk and avoid matona? Is the only ma'isa being mesalikit from the mizbeach and putting it next to the mizbeach? Would seem the teretz of the Trumas HaDeshen is not 100% clear, but it would seem that Levi holds that the definition of Trumas HaDeshen, the act of Trumas HaDeshen, is most defined by the taking the deshen off the mizbeach. There's a second part of the avoida, which is putting it next to the mizbeach, but the ikar ma'isa of Trumas HaDeshen, which we discussed in previous shurim, that the avodah trumas hadesh is not only putting the desh next to the mizbeach, but it's also preparing the mizbeach for the kabbonis of the next day. In that sense, certainly the ikur is the taking off the desh and off the mizbeach to prepare the mizbeach for the avodah of the day to come. In that sense, it's an avodah siluk, not avodah matana. What the oimik of this is and why this represents itself differently on a conceptual level, we'll discuss in Yetzer Hashem. The Brisker Rabbah has a discussion, not so much Lagabi Trumas Hadeshen, but in the sense of Avodah Siluk and Avodah Tamo, Lagabi, the different parts of the Avodah of the preparing the menorah for the Hadlaka, which is really the subject of the Gemara in the previous daf. Discusses the Gemara in this daf also discusses Issa Zarus Lagabi Neris. The Rambam in Tmidin and Musaf in Peregimel Halacha Yud says that Hatovas Vidishu Neirois is one mitzvah. He defines in terms of the mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah called Hatovas. There's three parts of the Avodas HaMenorah. There's the Dishun, taking out the wicks and the oil of yesterday. Hatova, preparing the oil, preparing the wicks. Think about preparing for Hanukkah. There's taking out yesterday's wicks. There's cleaning out if there's melted wax, cleaning it out. There's the Hatova, there's preparing the wick, and then there's the lighting itself. The Rambam considers all of that one mitzvah, meaning say that the Dishun, cleaning out yesterday's, the Hatova, preparing today's, is all a preparation for the lighting. In that sense, L'chara Hatova and Dishun should not carry with them the Isser, Misa, if a Zar does these things. Why? Because they're not avoid the Talmud, they're not completion. Hatov, the Dishun and the Hatov are only preparations for that Lok itself. Only that Lok should carry that Einish. In Hilchus Bias Migdosh, in Perek Tes Halacha Yud, where the Rambam delineates the different avoidis that are having this desires, what's a lav, what's a psul, what has the chiv misa, over there the Rambam says that Atovas Neirois, there is no chiv misa if a zar is made to his haneris, if he prepares the wicks for that day's hadlaka. Why? He says, because not avoidis tama, afterwards you light, it's only a preparation for hadlaka, like we just said. But over there, what shver is, that's an halacha hay in Perek Tes. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that the Dishun doesn't have a Chiyuv Misa because it's Avodah Siluk, like the Gemara says by us, Lagabi Harim Trumas Hadeshen. Why does the Rambam have to add the fact that it's Avodah Siluk if he has the umbrella idea that everything that leads up to that look is only a preparation? Why would the Rambam not put down the simpler idea, which Levi is masking to anyways? Not even a subject of dispute in our Gemara, put down the idea that everything that leads up to that luck is only an avodah preparation. It's not avodah tama. Why does the Rambam have to add a new point that the dishun of the menorah, taking out yesterday's wicks and yesterday's oil, is not chayiv because it's avodah siluk? Why would the Rambam have to say that? I understand by trumas hadeshen, it would be avodah tama, which is why Levi holds that there would be a chiv misa. Only Rav holds that has to be avoidis maton of le avoidis siluk. This is a kasha that the Briskerov is troubled with. He speaks at great length in his sefer, and what he explains is that dishun. This really complements what we've been talking about with trumas hadeshen. There's two parts to the trumas hadeshen. There's two parts to the dishun amenorah also. There's the part of the trumas hadeshen which is only a preparation for the mizbeach. In that sense, it's not avoidis tamo. It's not a finale. All it is a preparation for something to come. Cleaning off the mizbeach is not an avodah for itself because all it is achon of the mizbeach for tomorrow's avodah. The dishon of the menorah, taking out the wicks and the oil from yesterday's avodah, is a preparation for today's avodah. In that sense, it's not a complete avodah. But there's another chelik of dishon. The dishon is in itself an offering. The dishon of menorah, the wicks, are also put next to the mizbeach, and they also b'derech nes are nivla in the rizpah so azara. All that is a carbon. We explained it, that besides for the preparation of today's avodah, it's also the finale of yesterday's avodah. The finale of the avodah's hamenorah of yesterday is putting the leftovers of the hadlaka. It's like by the chassidim, there's a meaning to take after the last day of the hadlaka, to take all the wick, the oil, which you can't use for chulin, because it was already hugdash, the leftover oil, and one makes a fire and burns. They say, grace is achen, the school is about about that fire, and one burns the wicks that were left over. It's a similar idea. The dishun is the finale, the same way that's the fire, that's the eish shel zois. The chassidim have a kabbalah from the B'Shem Darizel that the Avoida, the final Kedusha Biru of Hashan Rabba of Sukkot Torah, going back to Yom Neroim, it takes place in Zoyis Chanukah. Zoyis Chanukah is a Zoyis Tov, Alpi Kabbalah. The fire of Zoyis Chanukah represents the finale of the Avoida. It's the finale of taking everything, the whole Eish Kodesh of the last 3 months of Avoida, and bringing that to a finale by burning it, with the issue of being Mishtamish, Bohem Fedivir Choyl, being Magdish, that fire, only for Kodesh, and not for Choyl. That's finale, that's Avoida of Zoyis Chanukah. So too, the Avoida of Dishur is a finale on the previous day's Avoida, taking the leftover wicks, taking the leftover Deshna on top of the Mizbeach, and putting it next to the Mizbeach, in submission to recognition of what the previous day Avoida represents. And with the same Maisa, we also start the next day's Avoida, but what we do is we finish up the previous day's Avoida. That would be an Avoida Tamu. So Biskirov says, in that sense, the Dishon should have a fee visa. It's not just a Hachona for the Havlok, it's an Avoida Tamu by itself. Nor of us, the Rambam says, like we say in our Gemara, that the Dishun HaMenoira is not a Avoides Maton, it's an Avoides Siluk. So again, we ask the Kasha that in the sense of taking the Deshen and making a Hakrova, putting it on the Ritzvah Zazor next to the Mizbeach, Luchoyer should be an Avoides Maton. And now we saw this in the Tetz Yishonim, says, but the Iker Mais is taking it off the Mizbeach. That means that even though there was a Maisa there, putting it down in the right place, that's an Avoides Matono, but the Iker Maisa is the taking it off from his back. There's a meeting up of yesterday's Avoida and today's Avoida, preparing for today's Avoida Hashem, and putting a finale, putting a Cheshmer Nefesh on yesterday's Avoida Hashem. There's an Avoida Siluk. When a person does a Cheshmer Nefesh at the end of the day, there's two parts. A person who lives with Cheshmer Nefesh, and he takes stock of his meisim from time to time. There's a hoidah lo ova, and there's a bakosh al osid. It's not two different avoidas. The same cheshvan nefesh, the same reflection, the same avoid of looking inward is taking stock, appreciating what one has accomplished, taking that off the mizbeach, so to speak, and putting that away. It should be nivla next to mizbeach. It should be preserved for posterity. Every day's accomplishments have a value of themselves. It doesn't make a difference what a person is going to do tomorrow. A person has to be able to take a look at himself at the end of the day and appreciate whatever good he did that day, whatever he gave to his children, whatever he worked on himself in terms of midas, whatever Torah he learned, whatever mitzvahs, whatever help he gave others, whatever he did to make this world a better place to live in, whatever he did to make this world a more fitting receptacle for Hashra'as Hashkina, a person has to be able to appreciate that. Farzif. That's how I do Sassilu. The Iker is to take it off. Person has to be able to then take all his Avoida and say, I'm taking all that Avoida and I'm going to pour that as a Hachona for tomorrow's Avoida. It's nivla in the Ritzpah so Azara. It's absorbed into the Ritzpah Azara because it's absorbed in the person. It's there. It's a person's accomplishment. Person's accomplished something at the end of the day. Take that with. Take it in. Don't look at it. Don't be mevatel it because maybe tomorrow you won't live up to it. Person just finished the Shabbos. You know, you can think after Abdullah, what's the Shabbos worth? Tomorrow I'm going to be back in the mundane world. The person finishes dancing on Sukkot Torah. What's it worth? Tomorrow I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back on the phone. I'm going to be back in my office. No, today is Sukkot Torah. What good kitans? We were one with the Torah. We were one with the Rebbein Shalom. Absorb that in the Ritzvah Sazara. There's something else. Take that and use that as a hachona for tomorrow's Avoida, which might mean going out into the world and trying to struggle through the Avoida's Hachoyl that's outside, making this world of Choyl into somewhat of an island of Kedusha. Used today, not only as a Dover B'fnei Atzmei, but as a Hachona for tomorrow. The Iker, at the end of the day, the Avoida's Hadishun, which was performed by night, was of the Iker Maisa, was the Avoida's Hasiluk. There's a story that I love to share. Reb Chatzko Levenstein came into some Bochum that were learning with Hasmodim, Motzi Yom Kippur, late after a tremendous Avoida of Yom Neroim, of Aseres Mechuvah, of Yom Kippur, of Ne'ilah. And one of the Bochum made a comment to the Mashgir, to the Mashgir Reb Chatzko, to the effect that, you know, Yom Kippur Shein Gegangen, that's it, it's not here anymore. Chatzko said, a person thinks that he builds a tower, and then he goes down, that the tower fell down. It's not true. A person doesn't stay on top of the tower, he has to come back down, because he has to keep on building. Oh, but the tower, the Migdal State, the tower is still standing. person serves the Rebbein Shalom, he builds a structure of Avodas Hashem, that tower is still left standing. Tomorrow's Avodah is tomorrow's Avodah. Of course, everything a person did today is a hachonah for tomorrow. But take that Avodah and treasure it. Put it away in a safe place. Let it fill you up with a sense of accomplishment, with a sense of satisfaction. That's what it means to take the deshinal from his back. It's nivla beritzva soazor. Also, and that is an avodas hasiluk. There's also an avodas matona of offering, of preparing, of putting forward the foundations, pouring the concrete foundation of the avodah of tomorrow. That's the avodas matona. The cheshivus of where a zar has crossed the line to the ultimate penalty of misa b'dei shemayim, and he's blurred the identification of a kohen and a zar to the point where he's chayim misa, is only on that avodah which is the beginning of something else, which is avodas matona. Avodas hasiluk is not the whole kedusha, because all you're doing is you're just absorbing that which was done already. Avodas hasiluk is trying to hold on to that which was done. The penalty, the ultimate penalty of a zar that's chayim misa, is only in trying to create something. Only the kohanim can create the foundation for Kodesh. We need the Kohanim to step forward. The truth of the matter is that every Yid, Vatem Tiyolim Amlechus Kohanim Avei Kodesh, but the ones who we rely on to lead us to making this world into a Mokhma Vashroa Sashkina, the Kohanim. Kohanecha Agdoshim. Is Vemela the Avoida, which is Mechayim Misa, is only Avoida Smatona, not Avoida Sisilu. The Avoida Tam also means the same idea. There's a finale, there's a process that was done. When one is in the process, that's not the ultimate avodah. The ultimate avodah is when there's a finished product, there's a towering structure, faranoigin, there's something that's finished, that stands in front of the eyes. That is where if a zar does that, he's already gone too far, that's mechayiv misa. But if it's just still in the process, we're all still in the process. We're all building ourselves up, not to just be Yisraelim, but to live up to Mamlechus Kehendev HaKadosh. There's no chayiv misa. It's not on the same madrega of Qumru, that a Zar She'ovat should be Chayiv Misa. So those are some of the ideas that represent themselves in the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, in the Avodas HaRomos HaDeshen. We've discussed a lot in the Avodah of the Menorah. The Menorah is the Chelek HaSichli of a person, Teresh Baal Peh. Menorah is Chanukah, the Menorah is the second Beis HaMikdash. And these are some of the ideas both in the Deshen and both in the preparing for the next day's Avodah. And these are really fundamentals of Avodas Hashem. Everything that we do in the Beis HaMikdash is really supposed to be brought into our daily lives. We're supposed to think into the Avodas Beis HaMikdash in order to give ourselves a structure of how to make our world into a Vasuli Mikdash, v'shachanti b'soichon. We should be zoicha to build the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, b'soich kol echot ve'echot. We should be zoicha to see the Avodah, the ultimate Avodah, in the Beis HaMikdash, HaShlishi, v'herev Yomeinu Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.